Kranz, Hermine. Hermine Kranz was a Slovakian Jewess, deported to Auschwitz towards mid-1942. She testified during the British Bergen-Belsen show trial, and signed a deposition on the 9th of May 1945, in which she declared as having personally seen, when visiting the quote-unquote gas chamber, or having been told by inmates working there, that there were altogether six such crematoria. There were four in Birkenau and one at the main camp. The victims entered the gas chamber through an iron door. All doors at Auschwitz were made of simple wooden planks. 3,000 persons could be dealt with at a time, with a room of 210 square meters, that amounts to a packing density of some 14.5 people per square meter, which is physically impossible. Towel and soap were given to each person entering the gas chamber, that would not have happened. Imagine 3,000 towels and pieces of soap between 3,000 corpses. Retrieving and cleaning them would have been a huge task, but ditching them would have been a huge waste. The gas chamber was also used as an anatomical research laboratory. Actually, the laboratory was upstairs near the furnace room. The gas chamber had a very pretty tiled floor. Nowhere in any of the crematoria were any floor tiles used. In the gas chamber, there were benches all around. Why in the world would anyone put benches into a gas chamber? The orthodoxy claims that these were located in the undressing room instead. In the gas chamber floor, there were trap doors, which opened after the gassing. Under these were trucks, into which the bodies fell. They were then driven to the furnace. This is a wild fantasy, conclusively proving that Kranz made it all up. Repeating the clichés, she moreover stated, quote, Dr. Mengele was always present, unquote. For details see Metonio 2021, pages 361 and following.